Shir Aleph Hilchas Melicha Yorodea Ches Kislev Heitov Shemem Gimel, November 24th, 1982, on Wednesday.
We should go over the Gemara in Chum that that Kuf Yud Beis on the base, a fourth line from the top. Omar Rav Nachman, Eifes Dovin the Eifes Shemolchon Zayin Zehatzoy up to the Mishneh that Kuf Yud Gimel, the first Mishneh that Kuf Yud Gimel and Medal, and we together with the two cases of Dovin the Eifes Shemolchon Zayin Zeh and the cases of the Dovin Rofek or Mayer Palter the Eifes Kinto. This is the basic. You know, in Yuchas Melicha, there aren't many sugyas gemara. So this is the basic sugya of Melicha in Chum. In other words, this gemara that could be based on the base, Omar Rav Nachman, Devon Beifu Shemol Chosein Zeh, up to the Mishnah of Amal Esaif and Magdin HaRashuk. Together with the two cases, Devon Beifu Shemol Chosein Zeh, Rabbi Drashbam Shite, and the other Shite cases, and Dogim Roke Kamayu, Talcha Beifu Shemol. Now, but before we start the tour and the Mechaber Asimu Samechtes, so I just want to go over inside a small piece of Gemara. Omar Shmuel, that's the Kirgimu Ramadan. Omar Shmuel, that's in the middle of the Omer. In Abosol Yetzin in the Omer. Elohim Kimilche Yofi Yofi, Umadiche Yofi Yofi. So in other words, that the dam cannot be drawn out from a chatichas bosor unless you salt it very well and you mince it very well. Itma, Rabune Omar, so in other words, so he mentions in Apostle Yitzin in the Dominion, Kimil Chiyope Yope, Umadi Chiyope Yope. Now he doesn't say what kind of adoche is it. Is it the adoche that precedes the Meliche, or is the adoche that follows the Meliche? There are two adoches. There is adoche that has to take place before Yom Melech HaBoso, and then there is Adoche that has to take place after the Melech HaBoso. So, Itma, Rabune Omar, Melech Umadiyah. He's Melech, and then he has to rinse, to cast off the salt, with all the blood that the salt has drawn out. B'masnitet onem, Madiyah u'Melech Umadiyah. So Rabune just mentions he's Meleach and then he's Madiach. He doesn't mention that you have to be Madiach before the Melech. But the Braise says, Madiach, one Adoche is Kardoche Kamaise, and then Meleach, and then Hadoche Baschaise. Umadiach. Veloi Plege, there is no Machlekes. Ho de Chalelei Bitapche, ho de Loi Chalelei Bitapche. In Rabune has reference to the case where the butcher, before he gave him the meat, already rinsed the chatichas bosor. So he already, the butcher did it already. So he doesn't have to do it over again. Masha'in kein, the braise has reference to the case where the chatichas bosor has not undergone a rinsing as yet, hadoch. So then he has to rinse the chatichas bosor, then to salt it, and then to rinse it again. Alright. Now this is, so in other words, so we see from this Gemara that in order to draw out the blood from Echtichas Boso properly, so there has to be Adoche Kamaise, then there has to be Meliche, and then there has to be Adoche, and then there has to be Adoche Baschais. There has to be Adoche Baschais. Now, insofar as the Adoche Kamaise is concerned, so there are three shittas. So, there are three shittas. One shitta is that Hadoche Moetes will be enough. Hadoche Moetes. Another shita is Hadoche Moetes is not enough, but there has to be Hadoche Merubo. But Shchiya is not required. And a third shita is that even Hadoche Merubo is not sufficient. You have to soak it. We pass from the Chatchile that you have to soak every Chitas Bosal for half an hour. For half an hour. Then you sold them. But, so there are three kinds of adoches. There is adoche meetes, there is adoche merube, and there is a shriyo. That's in regard to the adoche kamaisi. The adoche, the rinsing of the meat prior to the menir. Then there comes the Adoche Basraise, subsequent to the Melech. So most Rishonim say that you have to make two Adoches. In the Adoche Basraise, you have to make two Adoches. Two Adoches. In other words, one Adoche, the first Adoche, is to cast off the salt with the spots of blood that it has, and then you have to make a second adoche in order to clean off and to remove the greased water. The sheet of the smag is that you have to make three adoches in the adoche basreis. So the first adoche, first you put it in a kele in order to cast off the salt, but then you have to make another adoche, a second adoche, in the adoche basreise, because it has greased water on the surface of the chichas boso. You still have greased water with the lachluches of dam, so that's the reason as to why you have to make a second reason. And then, so that's the sheet of Moshe Hashem. The sheet of the smak is, you have to make a third rinsing, a third rinsing, in order to remove the water, the mayim shneim, in order to remove the mayim shneim that is a little bit greased, because it washed off the mayim shneim. So, I mean, we passed that in the Adoche Basreise, we have to rinse it three times. All right. Now, why? What's the purpose? So, the purpose of the Adoche Basreise is very simple. There is no machlekes. There is only a machlekes how many times we have to rinse it after the Melech, whether twice or three times. But the purpose is the same, according to all Rishonim. In other words, to remove all the salt and the spots and the droplets of blood that come with the salt. But what is the purpose of the Adoche Basreise? So on that, so there are various pshatim, numerous reasons. I asked you to go over the first 11 paragraphs. I mean, I don't remember in the how many?
11.
Yeah, in the Or HaShulchan. So there he mentions the various shittas. So in other words, so a number of pshatim. The shita of the Ran is that the reason is why we have to make Adoche Basreise, because if you don't rinse Ichtichas Bosor, so then the Bosor is relatively hard, and if it's not soft enough, so then the salt will not be able to draw out the blood properly. In other words, in order that the salt should be capable of drawing out the blood, so you have to soften the meat. How do you soften the meat? By rinsing it or by soaking it. So the purpose is the lirakeach es haboso. Lirakeach es haboso. So that's the time of the Rav. The Rashbo mentions the time of lirakeach es haboso, but he mentions something else. In other words, the purpose of the Hadoche Kamaisi is, number one, to soften it, lirakeach es haboso, and also in order to enable the salt to stick to the basar. If it's not moist, if you don't rinse it, so then the surface is not moist. If the surface is not moist, so the particles of salt that you drop on the basar will not stick to it. So mainly, if it will not stick to it, it will not be capable of drawing out the blood very well. It will not do a good job in drawing down the blood. So if you rinse the Chichas Boso, so then on one hand you soften the Boso, so the Boso becomes relatively soft, so it's easier for the soul to draw out the blood. And then on the other hand, it fulfills another function. If you rinse the Chichas Boso, so then you enable the soul to stick to the Boso. It shouldn't fall off. So the melee, if it sticks to the Boso, it will be more effective. It will more effectively draw out the blood than if it doesn't stick to the basar and it keeps on falling off from the basar. So in other words, so the Rashba's time is similar to the Ramstam, but the Ram emphasizes only the element of Riku Habosso. The Rashbo in Teres Abayis emphasizes not only the element of Riku Habosso, but also of Lilachleach Habosso, Kidei Shehamelech Yidbak Biboso. Two things. So that's another part. So that's that the Ram sees because Kidarakeach Habosso. And the Drashbos Tamis, Kidil Rakir Chesaboso, and Kidil Lachwe Chesaboso, Kidei Shehamelech Yidbak Biboso. So it will more effectively draw out the salt from, I'm sorry, more effectively draw out the blood from the Boso. Alright. Then we have the Tam of the Ro. Now the Ro is a little obscure. The Rostam. The Rostam is that the reason is why the Chachomim or Misake that you have to be Madiyah the Bosa, you have to be Madiyah the Bosa before Meliche is because if you're not Madiyah, so we are afraid lest the droplets, you know, Anechtichas Bosa, you always find on the surface droplets of blood. You can see it with your eyes. Droplets of blood and every chtichas boso. So if you're not madiach it, so then we are afraid lest those droplets that adhere to the surface of the chtichas boso will dry up. And if it will dry up, so then so then the salt will be madriach those droplets after they dry up. So the purpose of the Hadochi is to prevent this situation of droplets of blood becoming dried up, and then there is a possibility that these dried droplets on the surface of the Chtichas Boso will be absorbed by the Boso. So it will assert the Chtichas Boso. Now the way the Primigodim explains it, because it's not the Primigodim's fault, I mean, the Ram mentions the Ram and the Rif and then Gemara. Oh, if you have, I mean, you should have a Gemara home with the Rif and the Ram. So then the Ram and the Gemara, that Kufyu Gimel that we just went over in a Bosa Yitzim Yidome, Elim Kimilchi Yopi Yopi and Madich. So the Ram says, in the name of the Rav, V'adocher Rishayno, Tzricha Lahavir Dam Shalpnei Abosso, Shein HaMelech Mafli Bichemei El Dam Shebisich Abosso, Sheulach, Avoloi Mashem Yisyavi Shalpono, Ulfichoch, Im Lo Yodicho Yisei Bitchilo. The Melech can only extract the Dam, the internal Dam, but it cannot extract the external dam that dried up on the surface. Ulfichoch, it's at the bottom of the Ram, that Mevei is here. Ulfichoch, im liodicho yisi bitchilo, yesh lochush, shemo l'acha sheyonuach haboso, miliflei dam vitzir, yeinitach hadam viyivlenu, kein kosov haroza. In other words, because there is dam and there is what is called tzir. Tzir is not blood. Tzir is a kind of a fluid. That is constantly exuded from the Chtichas Boso. So in other words, now the Rishenim say, most Rishenim say, that while blood per se will come out within Shiur Mil, as of the Meliche, in other words, let's say, suppose you put a salt on the Chtichas Boso at 9 a.m. in the morning. So blood will keep on coming out within the 80 minutes from 9, after 9. So in other words, so at 80 minutes past 9, if you put all the salt on the Chtichas Boso at 9 a.m. in the morning, so then at 18 after 9, so all the blood that could possibly be extracted by the salt has already come out. It doesn't mean that every drop of blood has came out from the Boso. So that blood that did not come out within the Shiur Mil, within the 80 minutes, of the Meliche, that's the Shiur Meliche. So 80 minutes, so if it didn't come out within the 80 minutes, It will never come out. You see. So in other words, so it takes 80 minutes, she or mil, for the blood to comes out, to come out from the chtichas boso al de milichem. So it takes 80 minutes. But even though that all the blood is niflat within the 80 minutes of the milichem, but meal, tzir, will continue to come out for 12 hours. In other words, if, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning, you put the salt on the chtichas boso, and if you will not make the adoche baschayze, suppose you left the meat on the salting board a whole day, so it will not continue to be peeling down after 9:18, but it will continue to be peeling tzia. Tzia is a watery fluid that might look a little like blood, but that's not blood. That's male bowel. That's called tzia. What is it?
Would that be limp?
Yeah, it would be limp. Yeah, it would be limp. But I'll tell you, you see, the term limp, so certainly they don't solve the meat. So the limp includes both. It includes blood, it includes tzia and blood, you see. Alpidin, so that which comes out within the first 80 minutes has a din of dam, and the others has a din of tzia. But those who don't sell the meat, so the melee, so the lymph is really a mixture of the blood and the tzia. So after all the blood has come out, so it will continue, the chtichas boso will continue to be paled. Tzia be'alme for 12 hours. There are some rishonim who say that it will continue to be paled tzia for 24 hours. But most rishonim will learn it in Siman Ayin. In most rishonim say that the limit is 12 hours, Yudvei Shoyz. Now here the Rosh says, אבלוי מה שמסייע בשל פונו ולפי חוכים לא יודי חויסי בתחילו יש לו חושם לחשים לחבוס או מנפלי דם ויציע יהיה ניתח אדם לבלנו so we are he she doesn't win the tikhas koso that the droplets of dam will dry up and then but as long as the tikhas koso is engaged in being paid dam and tia, so then we don't have to be afraid lest it will absorb the dam that is that adheres to the surface of the tichas boso, because there is a concept either the torrent lifley dam vitzir loibola. In other words, if tichas boso cannot do two things at the same time, if it's engaged in exuding dam vitzir, it cannot absorb the dam that adheres to the surface. So we don't have to be afraid that it will absorb the dam adhering to the surface immediately, because as long as it's engaged in the process of being pale dam here, so it cannot absorb. But suppose you leave it for a long time and it will be dried up and it already has stopped being paled dam and tzia, so then it is free to absorb this dried up blood. So that's why we have to be to rinse the chtichas boso in order to preclude the possibility of dried drops of blood from being absorbed after the termination of the process of plitas dam. This is what he said. So, ולפיכוך, אם לא יודיחו איזה בתחילו, ישלוחו שם לאח אשר יניח הפוסו מנפלי דם וציר, יניתח הדם וילנו. כן כוסו ברוזם. ולפי זה, alright. So, that's the Rostam. Now, the Primigodim raises a question against the Rostam. It's very strange, because after all, according to some Rishonim, so Echtichas Boso is engaged in being pelitzia for 24 hours after you put the melach on the boso. According to most Rishonim, it's engaged It's involved in the process of being daily tzia for 12 hours. But 12 hours is also a long time. So, I mean, the average person or the average woman who salts meat, she is not likely to leave the meat on the salting board and for more than 12 hours. Who leaves, I mean, meat on the salting board for more than 12 hours? So it's an unusual situation that a man or a Jewish woman should leave the meat in the salt on the salting board for more than 12 hours. So why should a chachomim be misaken that every time we salt the meat, so we should rinse it before the salting in order to preclude the possibility of dried drops of blood from becoming absorbed in the chtichas bosor after the process of platas dam mitzirah ceases? When will that happen? 12 hours? I mean, who leaves meat on the salting board for more than 12 hours? So this is the kasha that Pnigodin raises against all. All right. So we have the time of the Ran. The time of the Ran is Kidul Rakech HaSaboso. The time of the Rashbo, that's time number two. So is Kidul Rakech HaSaboso and Lilach Leach HaSaboso. Kidei Sheyivak HaMelech Biboso. And then the time of the Ro, in order to prevent the possibility of the Hadam Shemis Yabei Shalgavach Tich HaSaboso, Miliyei Snivla Biboso. So far we have three times. Then the Mordechai has two reasons. One motion in the Mordechai is that the reason is why we have to be Madiach, the Boso.
It's important to look at the washing. Oh, Vamodachai Kosa, before the Ches, the Chul. The Adoche Rishain, the Ula Havi Lichluch Adam, Shalpne Achtiche. The Moikein, Hamelech Nismal Rimenu. Vishuv Lo Yeitzi Adam Shevichticho. Because usually, if Echtichas Boso is completely overtaken with external drops of blood on the surface. So if you're not going to rinse the chatiche, so it will be completely soaked in blood. So memele, the melech will become saturated with the external blood if you don't rinse the chatiche and you put the melech on top of the chatiche. So memele, every particle of salt, every tiny particle of salt will become encompassed with blood if you don't rinse the chatiche first. So mele, the hamelech will be nismal in the menu, vishuv liyitzi adam shebechaticha. In other words, in order that the particle of melech should have the potential of drawing out of blood, with drawing out the internal blood, then it should not be encompassed with blood. So then, when the chtichas melech is in contact with the boso, then it's capable of drawing out the blood. But if you don't rinse the chtichas boso, so every particle of salt will be encompassed and enveloped with drops of blood. So then, it will not be capable of drawing out the blood. The Moike, Hamelech Nismalimen. So every particle of salt will be enveloped and encompassed by drops of blood. That's one wash. And then there is a Yeshemrim. A Yeshemrim in the Mordechai. So the Mordechai, that the Tam of the Hadoche Kamaise is in order to soften up the whole piece of meat. Koluvi abos. So that seems. So far, so we have the Ranstam, the Rashbostam, the Rostam, the first wash in the Mordechai, four times, and then the second wash in the Mordechai appears on the surface to be the same time as the Ram, the Rakeach HaSaboso. But the Pnigodim says there is a difference between the Ranstam and the second wash in the morning. The Beir Agro, from the Beir Agro, it's mashma that the Ramstam in the second, the Yil Shemrim in the Mordechai, the Tainach, the same thing, but the Primigodim says there is a difference, because the second version, the Yil Shemrim in the Mordechai, emphasizes the fact that the Hadoche is necessary in order to soften up the whole Ruvi Abosom, even the interior of the Abosom. The whole Ruvi Abosom. And Mashayim came, according to the Ran, the Primigodim says, all that is necessary is the external portions of the Bosor have to be softened. You don't have to soften the whole Ruvi Abosom, through and through. The Grow, from the Grow it appears that according to the Ran too, so the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to soften it completely, not just on the outside. Not to soften just the outside surface of the bosom, but to soften even the interior of the bosom. According to Primigodim, there is a difference between the Ran and the Yeshem and the Mordechai. According to the Ran, so the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to soften, but just to soften the Hashetach HaElyon Shel HaBosom. But not to soften the whole Uve HaBosor through and through, the whole interior of the Bosor. But according to the Yeshem in the Mordechai, so the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to soften not just the Shetach HaElyon of the Bosor, but the whole Chtiras Bosor through and through. So the Primigodim says, and the Rosh Hashulchan appears to agree with the Primigodim, that there is a big nafka minin between the Yeshem in the Mordechai and the Ran. According to the Yeshem in the Mordechai, now that the Yeshem in the Mordechai says so, that Hadoche is not enough, even Hadoche Merubah, but you have to soak it. That's why there are more Paschos in Chatzchilek, that you have to soak the meat in the Kelah for half an hour at least. Why? Because so, even Hadoche Merubah is not sufficient, but it requires Shriya. And what Shriya mean? Half an hour to soak it in water. Because if you just make Hadoche, you just spray water, even if you spray a number of times, but if you just spray, you don't let it stay for half an hour and to soak it in water, so then it will only soften up the Shetach HaElyon. It will not soften up the interior of the bosom. Mashayim kin, according to the Ram, so Hadoche Merubah is enough. But according to the Gro, the Ram Shite is the same, the identical Shite as the Yeshem and the Mordechai. So even according to the Ram, Hadoche Merubah is not sufficient, but we require a Shriyam. A Shriyam. Alright, so let's accept the Primigodim's pshat, that there is a difference between the Ram Shite and the Yeshem and the Mordechai. So how many times so far did we mention? The Ram is one, the Rashbo is two, the Ro is three, the first. The Ram is one, the Rashbo is two, the Ro is three, the Mordechai, the first Lashon in the Mordechai is four, the second Lashon in the Mordechai is five. Then there is the Tam of the Rosh. The Tam of the Rosh. Now you should turn to the Rosh in Pirik Ches, paragraph Mem Vov. It's a very important one. It's one of the basic you say this in Milch. Perik Ches Memvov, paragraph Memvov. Perik Ches, paragraph Memvov. Kol HaBosom, paragraph Memvov. Oh. Itma. Rabune Omar, Mileach Umadiach, Masnitetone Madiach, Mileach Umadiach. Veloi Pliye. Hodech Halei Bitabche. Now the question is, what do we do? Suppose a woman solves the meat without making adoche kamais. Is it a nuve shen yochel iske? There's nothing you can do about it. You can't use the meat. Or it's not a nuve shen yochel iske. Maybe she can rinse it after the initial salting, which was not done properly, and then salt it again? That's the question. If you salt it without making Hadoche Tamaise first, is it a Nuvash and Yochel Iskei, or it there is a Tikkun. So, Vimol Avilo Yadoche, Yei Shem Rim, so there is one Shite, Shein Takon Lebosso, it's a Nuvash and Yochel Iskei. Afim Yadecheno, and she cannot rectify this blunder by rinsing it and salting it a second time. No, cannot do it. Afim Yadecheno, Vimol Cheno Ost, Lifi, שעל ידי מליך הראשון או פירש מקסס אדם, because as a result of the initial מליך, which was not preceded by Adoche, so part of the dam was niflat, was exuded, was drawn out by the salt, ולא יוקיע במלך להפליט כל אדם מאחר של יהודה חבוסו ואיסי אדם עצמי שפירש חן זה רניב לה בבוסו, דלו ישורת, כינדל רניב לה כהיד. Now, like this, the Gemara uses the expression, דם מישרק שורת, that the tendency of blood is to drip down. I mean, it's a very important principle. I mean, there's a machlokes l'sheni, as to the scope of this principle, of דם מישרק שורת. According to Rav Natan, it has a very wide scope, this principle of דם מישרק שורת. So that means that dam has the tendency to drip down. So we don't have to worry if we consider it according to Rav Tam Shite. It means that dam cannot be nivla because dam has the tendency to drip down. So the mele it's not nivla in boso. Now in that sugya of dogim veifes shemolchom zebaze. So then. Tetzves mentions Rav Natan Shite that Rav Natan says that the reason is why. Now the Gemara, on one hand, the Gemara says that if you salted fish together with chicken on the same salting board, so the fish becomes osa. Why? Because dogim rakek remaye, the skin of fish is relatively very soft, and in a few minutes. It exudes all the blood that the fish has. So if you salt, let's say you have a white fish, and you salt it on the salting board, and then you have a chicken, and you salt it on the salting board. So all the blood, so in the first 2 minutes maybe, so all the blood of the fish will be exuded, but it will take 80 minutes for the blood of the chicken to come out. So now like this, so as long as a chaticho is engaged in the process of being peeled down, it cannot absorb dam from another source. But the moment the platas adam is stopped, the platas adam and the tzir is stopped, then it is free to absorb dam, to be belay adam. From another source. So the melee, suppose you have here, you put, this is the salting board. This is the salting board. This is the salting board. And then you put a fish here, and you put a chicken here, and you put salt here on the chicken. You put salt here on the fish. So let's say it's 9 o'clock, I finish salting. To put the salt, I finish putting salt on the chicken and on the fish. So, at 5 minutes past nine, so all the dam and the tzir, I'm taking that as an example. 5 minutes. I don't know how many minutes it takes, but it takes much less time than it takes for the blood of the chicken to come out. So let's say, so if at 9 o'clock he put all the salt on the chicken and on the fish, and they are in contact with each other on the salting board, so at 5 minutes past nine, it's possible that all the dam and the tzia of the fish has already been exuded. It was already nifla. If it's not engaged, so at 6 minutes after nine, it's already not busy being pale dam and tzia. So it is free to absorb the dam that will continue to come out from the chicken. So the melee and dam will continue to come out from the chicken until 18 minutes past 9. So from 5 after 9 till 18 minutes after 9, So dam will continue to come out from the chicken, and they will be taken in, absorbed by the fish. So the fish becomes us. That's a memory in whom. So Rav Netam says, but there is, but Shmuel doesn't say that you're not allowed to salt one piece of meat on top of another piece of meat. After all, that's the usual practice. You put one piece of meat on top of another piece of meat, and then the third piece of meat is in contact with the other two pieces of meat. Sometimes you can pile up maybe 10 pieces of meat, one on top of the other. So the question is, how can you do it? Let's say, suppose you put one piece of meat and you put salt on it. Then you put another piece of meat and you put salt on it. So the first, the lowermost piece of meat, so started to be paled down first. So then when you put, let's say 5 minutes later, another piece of meat on top of this piece of meat, so why aren't we cheshish? Lest the piece of meat that was put on the salting board first, so has already stopped being pale. Then when you put another piece of meat on top of this piece of meat and you put salt on it, so let's say the first piece of meat, let's say, was placed here on the salting board at 9 o'clock. So then, and you put salt on it, so it started to be pale down and sear. Then at 10 minutes after 9, you put another piece of meat. So, and you put salt on the other piece of meat. Why aren't we afraid that the dam that will come out now from the second piece of meat, so will be absorbed by the lower piece of meat, in the same way as the Gemara says that if you salt fish and you salt fish and meat together, so then the fish becomes osir. So Rav Netam says, so that's the question that is raised by Teisves, and there are a number of the roots in the Teisves. But Rav Netam's teretz is that we don't have to be afraid, lest the dam that was niflat from the first piece of meat that was salted will be absorbed. The dam that was niflat from the second piece of meat, so will be absorbed by the first piece of meat that was already pelleted dam. We don't have to be afraid. Why? Because dam nishret shor. Dam nishret shor. And it's, so the male, the tendency of dam is to drip down, not to be nivra. But fish is an exception, because it has a very soft skin, and it has many wide pores, the skin of the fish. So the male, in spite of the fact that dam has a tendency to be nishret shor, to drip down, but if there is a fish that has white pores, so maybe it will accept it. So it will fall into those pores. It will be absorbed by those pores in the fish. But bosor and bosor, you're allowed to be meleach together, even though one chtichas bosor so was salted a considerable time before the second chtichas bosor. Because even if the first tichas basar so has already finished exuding all the dam and the tzia, so according to Rav Netam, you are allowed to put another tichas basar. In other words, according to Rav Netam, let's say you put on the salting board tichas basar at 9 o'clock Sunday morning, 9 a.m. at Sunday morning, and now you left it there, and then you went away, and it's you left it on the salting board. Then you come home at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m., the same night. It has been on the salting board for more than 12 hours, from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m., and then you decide to put another tichas basar on top of this tichas basar. You're allowed to do it. And you don't have to be afraid. After all, it already has completed the process of pleitas dam v'tzia. It's more than 12 hours. So now it's not engaged in the process. This tichas basar is not engaged in the process of being peeled dam v'tzia. So now when you put another tichas basar on top of this tichas basar and you put salt on it, so then dam will start being excluded from this, the second tichas basar, so it will be taken in, absorbed by the first Tichas Boso that has been lying on the salting board for 13 hours and it's not engaged. The first Tichas Boso is not engaged in the process of Plato's Dam Vitzir, so it is free to absorb Dam. We don't have to be afraid, Rabbi Tam says. He's the biggest maker in the union of Milchem, because Dam in Mishrek Shalik. Dam in Mishrek Shalik. All right, anyway, so this is why the... Yes, what is it?
So the difference between the case when you put a piece of meat one on top of the other and a piece of the fish next to meat, is it here or next to each other, here or on top of each other?
No. Doesn't make any difference. No, the difference is because fish is rocky, copy kamaya. It has a relatively very soft skin and it has white paws. The skin of the fish has white paws. So melee, even though dam is mishrek shoyt, but that doesn't mean dam mishrek shoyt. Suppose, let's say, dam keeps on dripping down and you put in a cup, a glass, beneath the dam. So you will say it will not fall into the glass. Of course it will fall. In other words, if, let's say, chtichas boso, so the skin is not, does not have such white paws. So melee, since dam has a tendency to drip down, so it will bypass being nivla. It will avoid being nivla in the chtichas boso. Mashenke, fish, the skin of fish. So it has white paws, it's working for life. It has a very soft skin and it finishes and it has white paws, so melee, in spite of the fact that the dam is mishrek shoy, it will fall into the paws. It will be absorbed by the skin of the fish. Alright, now, so is paragraph number. So we molaguli adoche. יהי שמרים שנתקונו לבוסו אף אם ידיכנו ואם לכנו עושה לפי שעל די מליחה ושינו פירש מקסס אדם ולא יוקע במלח להפריט כל אדם מאחר של יהודך הבוסו ואיזה אדם עצמי שפירש חיזה ונבלה בבוסו דלו ישורת כאילו דלו ימים לך כאלה. So in such a case, in other words, so the Rosh agrees with the concept of Dam Mishrek Shorit. But he says, when can we apply the principle of dam mishrek shoy, can it not be nivla? If the chtichas boso was salted after it was rinsed. So then the salt is capable of being paleed all the dam. When we say all the dam, it doesn't mean all the dam, because there is no such thing that by salting a piece of meat, you should be able to extract every droplet of blood. That's an impossibility. But what it means is, there is a maximum of blood that could be extracted with salting. And that blood that does not come out through salting will never come out. So melee, we have no problem, because dam shall be pirish is not oser. In other words, suppose some chtichas boso have a lot of blood, have a very considerable blood content. Does that mean you're not allowed to eat that kind of meat? No, it doesn't involve the iser of dam. The iser of dam applies only to dam that is pirish, that came out. But dam that didn't come out and wasn't even pirish mimokin, so it's not oser. So, of course, no salting in the world is capable of extracting the whole blood content. And if it will, if you will use a certain chemical whereby you will be able to extract, it's possible for certain chemicals to extract all the blood content, then it will not even be edible. I mean, if you draw out all the blood. So, but that doesn't present a problem, the fact that you don't extract all the whole blood content, because dam shali pirish is not osir, so it's muta lechatchila to you. But the reason as to why we have to salt ichtichas boso. Why couldn't we just put ichtichas boso in water and have it cooked and then not worry about anything? Dam shali pirish is not osir. The answer is because as a result of cooking, so a lot of blood will be neka mimokim, because bishul is machlit from one mokay, and it's machlit on another mokay. If you take echtichas boso and you cook it on fire, so blood from this part will be neka from this, in the course of the cooking process, will be neka from this corner of the boso, and they'll be moved to this corner. So the moment it's neka from one mokay, and it's moved to another mokay, it's pirish mokay mokay, then it becomes affected with the Isar of dam. But, so that's why we have to solve the Chtichas Boso, in order to draw out. In an emergency situation, let's say suppose sometimes there is a child, a baby, that has to eat certain kinds of grain it has to eat because it's indispensable for the health of the child. So instead of being moderate on the basis of Pekach Nefesh, because maybe it's not Pekach Nefesh, it's very early, very essential for the baby, let's say, to get a certain food, a certain grain on Pesach, but Pikuach Nefesh Mamesh it isn't. So then we take, let's say, the grain, and we dump it in boiling water, so that's called Chlita Bereitrin. So as a result of Chlita Bereitrin, so that harnesses that it couldn't be machmitz anymore, it couldn't ferment anymore. So that's a Gemara in Pesachim, that Chlita Berotrin has the effect of precluding a future fermentation of the grain. But the gain in Asad Chlita Berotrin. Why? Because we're not keen. Sometimes we might make a mistake. Maybe the water is not really boiling, and maybe we don't leave it long enough in the boiling water to become harnessed. So the Gemim Asert, Chlita Berotrin Gabi Chomet. So there is a phenomenon of Chlita, that's Ligabi Chomet. So here the Rambam applies the concept of Chlita Ligabi Dam, in other words. Even after you salted the meat, so you're not allowed to cook it, unless you first dump it, the Chtichas Boso, for a moment or two, in boiling water, then you take it out and you can boil it. Why? Because if you don't dump it in boiling water before you cook it, so there is a possibility that some of the dam that was not expected will be neka mimokim mimokim. So it will be either an isra of dam. Now the question arises, so why do we have to salt it? Let us dump at the very outset, without salting it, let's take the chtichas basol and dump it in boiling water and then cook it. The answer is, there is a minimum of blood that has to be drawn out through meliche. In other words, that chlita berotrin, without a meliche taking place first, so chlita berotrin will not have the effect of harnessing all the blood. But once a meliche was done, so a modicum of blood was already drawn out, then chlita berotrin will be affected. But no one is cheshesh for the Shitas Rambam. No one. I think that the reason as to why there are more pastors that we have to leave the piece of meat in a state of salt for an hour, even though in the beginning of the Gemara, a shiur meal is enough, 80 minutes. So the Rambam says that lechatchila we should let the meat stay in with its salt for an hour on the salting bowl. Why? I mean, it's not just the chumres. There is no purpose in being machmir over and above the din. So I think that the reason that, as a matter of fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says something of that sort. But that's the reason as to why the Ramah requires that we should leave the piece of meat in a state of salt for a whole hour. Because in order to conform to this Ramah. Now, from the Rambam, she thinks that even after it was salted and was staying in a state of salt for shiur meal for 80 minutes, so there is still a possibility that without chlita v'rotchin, that dam will be nekam mokim mokim, but we don't make chlita v'rotchin. So in order to assure that there won't be any more dam being nekam mokim mokim, so we have to salt it for a shiur hour. If it's salted for a shiur hour, then so much of the blood is drawn out that the rest of the blood will not even be nekam imokim remokim in the course of cooking. Anyway, all right. So the Rosh says, ואיסי אדם עצמי שפיריש חיזה ונברא בבוסו, דבוי שורק, כאילו אין לך כאלה. So we see that the Rosh Tam, why is it necessary to be מדיר לבוסו כאילו מליחה? Because, where is the Ran? It's similar to the Ran. But the Ran says, the Ran in the Yishem Rim Nemordechai say that without הדוחה, then מלך is incapable of drawing out blood. From the Rosh it appears, no. Even without Adoche Kamaise, salt is still capable of drawing out the blood. But without Adoche Kamaise, it will draw out a minimum of blood. But with Adoche Kamaise, it will be capable of drawing out a maximum of blood. When I say maximum of blood, I don't mean a lot of blood in terms of gallons. Of course, the bulk of the blood will always remain inside the Chtichas Bosa, no matter how much you salt it. But when I say a maximum, I mean the most that could be extracted. And the rest will not come out anyway, you see. So the melee, so the reason is why we have to be madiach, the bosor, according to the Rosh, is in order to enable the salt to draw out the blood effectively. If you will not be madiach, so according to the Ran and the Yishem and the Mordechai, it will not draw out blood altogether. But according to the Rosh, it will still be able to draw out the blood, but it will not extract the blood effectively. Now, only part of the blood will be drawn out, and then the part of the blood, the little blood, that will be drawn out, if there is no Adoche Kamaise, so it is apt to be nivlaged. In other words, if you are madiachet, so then you suffer it. If the chtichas bosor is relatively soft, so then it draws out the maximum of blood, all the blood, and then that blood cannot be divided. Mashein kein, if you are not madiach, so then the salt will be able to draw out a little bit of the blood. But that little bit is apt, is liable to be nivlaged. So then, that's why some Rishonim say that if he salted it without being madiach first, so it's a move Hashem Yuchliski. So in other words, so that's a sixth tam. There's a Rosh tam. It is similar to the Ran, but not exactly like the Ran. According to the Ran, without Adoche, it's incapable of drawing out blood. According to the Rosh, it is capable, but only Ksas Adam. And that Ksas is liable to be nivlaged. Mashenkin, if you are madiachet, then the salt is capable of drawing out all the blood, and it will not be nivlaged. Then he mentions, and that he mentions today, v'imelech hasheni mafrite, kimshef v'opireish v'choza v'seich, ufimashe kosov, v'balsefer atrumo, v'bosa shenimlach, shenosno, al bosa shenimlach, שיש לו את הקמת במיכה, ויפלי דם שבו לא ידומה, כל שכן הוכב לשאול, כי אם ניפה לי דם שכאילו מעומה, כל שכן דומה לכם מסתדר. בספר התחומה says, and that's discussed in סימן עין, suppose you have two חתיכס of בוסו. So you have one חתיכס of בוסו that I already salted, and I already made הדוחה בסחייס everything. It's made kosher. This חתיכס of בוסו was made kosher already, an hour before, 2 hours before. ימין הדוח תמייסה, מריחה, הדוח בסמייסה, it's made kosher. Then I am putting another tichas boso that was not salted this year, and I'm salting it right now. And I put it on top of the tichas boso that was already salted and hudach everything. So then there are some rishayim who say that in such a case, so the other tichas boso, so the first tichas boso becomes osa. Why? Because this tichas boso, so it already exuded all the blood and all the tzia, everything. It was nimlach, lehudach, everything. Now, so it's not engaged in the process of being pared down or tzia in any way. So it is free to absorb. Now you put another piece of meat and you put salt on it. So that starts being pared, exuding dam from this chatiche. So it comes out, it's niflat. The dam is niflat from this second chatiche, and then it can be absorbed by the original chatiche, which is not engaged in the process of pretas dam vitzir. It was already niflat domain with hudach and everything. So that's one shittas of Hashem. So the Sefer HaTruma says, even though lechatchila you shouldn't do it, but the Eretz it's all right. Why? Why? Because he says there is a principle of kibeilei kach beilei. Kibeilei kach beilei. In other words, that something that is bileyach through miliche can be niflat through miliche. So b'meile, he says, true, that when you put another chtichas boso and you salt it on top of the chtichas boso that was already nimlach v'yudach, so mele, when you put this chtichas boso and you salt it, so then the dam that comes out from this chatiche can be absorbed by this chatiche. But there is a takone, there is an eitze. So then you salt it again, so then we say kibele kach pilte, just as this chatiche absorbed was belay adam from miliche, because Meliach HaReker Seyach, so Kach Pelte, so now when you salt again this Chatiche, that was Belay Adam from this Chatiche, so the second salting will have the effect of being Maflit, the Dam that it absorbed from this Chatiche. In other words, the same principle. How do you kash a Kele? How do you kash a Kele? So in other words, let's say, if you cooked, let's say, Nivele, in a certain part, you want to kash it. So what you take this kele and you amagle, you dump it in a bigger kele with boiling water. So we say, now this was absorbed in Bliyas Yisera. Why? Because through the fire. So now when you dump that kele that has the Bliyas Yisera in boiling water, so the way it was Bliyah, that's the way it will be mafli the Bliyas Yisera. So here, there is a principle of kibbele kachpente. So in other words, so even though that's the shita v'sifar atrumo, ufimah shekosam v'al sifar atrumo, dibosa shenimlach shenosnu al bosa shaloi nimlach, shal yish li takamte bimliche, v'yaf li dam shebola indonei, kol shkin hoche bishore, ki vidipele dam shekibu maume, kol shkin domei v'chim istam. Anyway, so the sixth tam is the tam of the horse, which is similar to the tam of the ram. Then, there is the seventh tam, and this is the most important time, and it seems the Shulchan Aruch paskens primarily like the time of the smag and the smag. The time that is mentioned by the smag and the smag is that the reason as to why we have to make a doche prior to the meriche, because every chtichas boso has on the surface droplets of blood, visible droplets of blood adhering to the surface of the chatiche. So melach has a double function. Melach on one hand has the capacity of of being makrid, the internal drops of blood. There are two kinds of blood. There is the internal blood, those that are inside the chatiche, and then there are the external drops of blood that are visible as on the surface of the chatiche. You take your chatiche's bosom. So you see, there are droplets of blood adhering to the surface of the chatiche. That's the external dam. And then there is the internal dam, the dam you don't see. So Melech, on one hand, has the capacity of being mafleet, of exuding the internal dam. On the other hand, it has the capacity of being mavliya, of absorbing the external droplets of dam. So Melech, if you don't, so this magel is machshei, if you don't, so if you don't, if you're not madiach, the chatichas boso prior to the salting, so the same salting that will extract the internal blood will absorb, will be mavriya, the external droplets of dam. And the shita of the smag is that the external droplets of dam have the status of dam bien. They do not have the status of dam plate. Now, there is one distinction that we'll learn in Siman Aleph between dam bien and dam plate. The principle of kibele kachpilte applies only to dam plate. It doesn't apply to dam bien. Suppose somebody squeezed out blood, drew out blood from a vein, a living vein. He drew out blood from a vein, and he put it in a cup, in a glass. And then he'll take this glass, and he'll pour it. Let's say, suppose it's hot. Or suppose the behemoth is hot. If there's a chatichas bosom, the chatichas bosom is hot. And he'll pour from the glass, he'll pour blood on the hot chatichas bosom. So it'll be nivra. So we won't say, well, true, it was nivra. But let him salt that chatichas boso that was belay at the dam bien, so kibele kachpeyote, so it will be mafrit. So vis-a-vis dam bien, we don't apply the principle of kibele kachpeyote. We only apply the principle of kibele kachpeyote in respect to dam plate, but not dam bien. If you squeeze, draw out blood from a living vein, and you into a glass, and then you take chatichas boso that is hot on the plate, and you spill, you pour the blood, the dam bien, on the hot chatichas boso. So it's belaya the boso, the boso is belaya the blood. So then it is osa. There is no device to make it muta. Why? Why couldn't we say there is a principle of the belaya plate? So it was belaya through the heat of the fire. Let through the heat of the meliche be mafrit again kibele kachpeyote. So this principle of kibele kachpeyote will only apply in respect to dam plate, not in respect to dam bien. Why? Because dam, what does dam plate mean? Dam plate means that the dam was niflat from the boso. So that means, in order to be niflat from the boso, it means that the dam is very, very, very thin. Because if it's normal dam is very viscous, it's heavy, it's thick. But a viscous dam cannot be niflat, viscous dam. Only if it's extremely minute and thin, then it can be niflat. So anyway, if it's dam plate, so it's very, very, very thin. It is so thin that it's not even visible. It's not even visible. So that kind of dam, we can, since it is so thin and so minute, so we can apply the principle of kibele kachpeyote. Masha'in kein, if dam bien is poured on a hot piece of meat, so that dam bien is relatively thick, viscous. It's not thin, so that cannot be niflat out of the milich. In other words, briefly, The principle of Yibeli Kapkeute applies only to dam plating, which is extremely thin, thinned out, but it doesn't apply to dam bear. So there is a machlekes Hashem. How about the droplets of dam that adhere to the surface of the Hatichas Basa? Does it have the status of dam bear? If it has the status of dam bear, so we cannot apply the principle of Yibeli Kapkeute. Excuse me. But if it has the status, but if it doesn't have the status of dam bear, because after all these two you can see them, but why can you see them? But in other words, they were excluded already from the interior of the hatiche. So maybe it has a din of dam plate. So that's the machlekes between the two mishenes here on the Rosh. The first lashon says v'imor abulei adoche yeshemrim shemakon lebosa. שיש לי את הקמתם ממיכה, ויאפי דם שבולה עם דומי, כל שכנוח אני שורא, כי אני יפה לי דם שכיבו מעל מכל שכן דומי. In other words, because קיבלי קפל לי. So why does the first lotion say no? The first lotion also recognizes the principle of קיבלי קפל לי. The answer is, the first lotion holds that this has a din of דם בין, and we don't apply the principle of קיבלי קפל לי, or יגבי דם בין. Now the shita of the smag and the smack is that the reason as to why we have to be madiach boso prior to meliche, because if we are not madiach, so then the same melach that is capable of being mafrit the internal dam is capable of being mavia the external dam. So maybe it becomes osir. But the question is, why should it become osir? But after all, let us salt again, suppose if the first salting took place without the adochen being realized on the Chetichas Boso, prior to the Meliche. So after the first Meliche, let him rinse the Chetichas Boso, and then he'll make another salting, so we'll apply the principle of Kibbele Kach building. So the Smak says, no, the Dam Bien Shal Gabi Adoso has the status of Dam Bien, of dam ben mamish, and we don't apply the principle of kibeli kachpelte ligabi dam ben. We only apply the principle of kibeli kachpelte ligabi dam plate, not ligabi dam ben. All right, so we have seven pshat. According to the primigodim, it's seven different timing. According to the gro, there are only six timing, because according to the gro, so the second washing in the Mordechai and the Ran, the Sinach. According to primigodim, there is a difference between the Yishemrim and the Mordechai and the Ran, because according to the Ran, the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to soften the Shetach HaElyon of the Boso, not to soften the Boso through and through, even the interior. And according to the Yeshemi Mordechai, the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to soften the whole Chetichas Boso, not just the Shetach HaElyon, but even the interior of the Boso. According to the Gros, the Ran Shite is the same like the Yeshemi Mordechai. Now, I just want on the tool. כיצד ציד המליחה, מדיח הבוסו תחילו, ומדיחה הטבוך, אין צורך להדיחה. אוי, ומולך ולא ידיחה תחילו, יש שמרים שאין לו את הקונאים, אף אם ידיחנו ומלחנו פעם אחרת. That's the first lotion in the Rosh. ויש מתיר, because כדי לקח פי אותי, ולזה הסכים הדיני עובר עוזר אין לברוח. ומלח, בין בדלר דק, בין במלר גס. That's the two sheet. You can use מלר דק, and you can use melagas, thick salt or thin salt. The Rambam calls afshei milchim elo b'melach hadak, sh'amelach hadak hu kikemach nivla b'boso, ve'ini mafut, v'adeini o v'orozal calls af, t'lui mistaber, v'yeisir sh'amelach dak hu mispazer ala boso, hu peyo lehitzi adam, ki hu anid b'kei, avol hagas, hagas hu neishir minachatiho. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Rambam, so you have to use only coarse salt, thick salt, not thin salt, because Because thin salt, if it's very, very tiny, so then it is incapable of being mapped in the dam. And the horse says, on the contrary, that the thinner it is, the more effective it is in drawing out the blood, because the thinner it is, the more it sticks to the vessel. So it is more effective in drawing out the vessel. It seems to be in Machlekes and Mitzias, but that's the way it seems. So in other words, so there's a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. So, Avlanga Sunesim Nachtichek Isheifcho, Lemilcho Altsid Hashem, Uviikaram Leche, Kosav, then there's a Machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh, as to whether you have to put salt on all the sides, or it is enough if you put on one side. Let's assume this is the Chatichat Basar. So, is it enough if you just put salt on this side, even though you don't put salt on the other side? But the fact that you put salt on this side, so that will draw out the blood from the whole Chatichat. Or you have to put salt here, 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 and all the surfaces. So there is a machlekes between the Rosh, the Rashbo, and the Rosh. Course of Rashbo, the Rashbo is a maker. She in Zorich with the Melech of Abbasar, actually, Hasan Kulei. El Meleach Yochi Yochi, actually, Yerol Lech Le Meisim Melech. We in Zorich Lim Lech Achticha Mishnei Tonim. Avladim Yov Yeroz Al Kosab, Zorich Lifazir Olof, Melech Harbe, Shal Yishoy Yobay, Mokim Limi Benelech. All right. The Avos with Amigeles, Zorich Le Meilchei, Gam Bifni. Now, this is the tool. Now, צורך להדיע הבוסו קדם ליחה, ומדיחה יתבו, חם צורך להדיחה בבית, ומחה שהדיע חותך קונתך לשניים, או לשלישו, או שהייסי יתלפי רגליים לאחר הדוחה, צורך לעזר להדיחה. Now he mentions another question. Suppose he had a chdich as bosa, and he was מדיחה. But after he was Madia, that's Chdich HaBosar, he decided to slice it into two parts. Do we have to be Madiachet again, or we don't have to be Madiachet again? So it depends. If we accept the Tam of the Ram, then the purpose of the Adoche is to soften the Bosar. So if he already was Madiach, he soaked it. So the Bosar became soft. So what if he sliced it? So he sliced it, that didn't harden the bosor just because he cut it in two halves. So he doesn't have to make a new adoch. But according to the time of the smag and the smart, that the purpose of adoch is to rinse off, to wash off the damp end that adhere to the surface of the bosor. So true, he rinsed it, he soaked it. So it became devoid of damp end. But then when you cut the chdich HaBosar, so that produces new visible droplets of dam. So he has to rinse it again. So in other words, according to the smag and smag, it's all chlazel adichom. According to the ran, it's not so chlazel adichom. So when the mechaber says so chlazel adichom, it's on the basis of the smag and the smag shite, not on the basis of the ran shite. Because according to the ran, the whole purpose of adocher is to wash off. Not to wash off, I'm sorry. To soften the meat. Soften the meat, it's already soft. But according to the smag and the smag, the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to wash off the droplets, the visible droplets that adhere to the surface. So true, you wash them off, but now we cut them into two halves. So you have new drops down there adhering to the surface. So he has to wash off the new droplets. So in other words, the Mechaber says, so it means, because of the shita of the smag in the sun. So chlal zeir uladichom. All right, we'll do it here. Now we should go over that gemara with the two cases.
Shir Beis and Hilchas Melecha Yoradeh Yud Kislev Heitov Shemem Gimel November 26, 1982 on Friday.
two sifim in Simen Samachtes. I asked you to go over the Gemara that if you base on the base the whole sugya, especially the part about the dog in the Yiddish and Mochon Zeim Ze Asur. Now I just want to go over briefly the thesis the dog in Rofi Kromayim who palted the Yiddish Kmit that if you base on the base Omer Rav Nachman dog in the Yiddish and Mochon Zeim Ze Asur. If you sold fish and chicken together, so the fish becomes osa. Whether the chicken also becomes osa, so there's a machlekes reshein. According to the Rashbam, it becomes osa, because once the fish becomes osa, because he's b'leia dam from the eifes, so mele, then he becomes yichticha atzman asas nevele, and then the eif is b'leia from the doggy. So the melee becomes osa. Alright. So that's a machlok reshein. Omer Rav Nachman, dogim ve'ev v'shemolchon zeim ze asur. Heichadom, I b'chli sheini b'yukev. So there is no outlet for the blood to drip down. So after ve'ev is nam asir. When you salt meat, you have to salt it either in a perforated kele, or you put the board in its length. So the melee, the blood drips down, but if you put the board flat, then it becomes osa, because then the blood that comes out from one chtiche, from one part of the chtiche, is nivla in the other part of the chtiche. So if it's a chlishe minuke, chlishe minuke for a slanty board is the same thing. Afilu dogi veifes namishon leilom bichli minuki. So maybe eifes veifes is muta, because the dam is not nivla. Vidogi mishum derofe kromaye, on account of the relatively soft skin, is kadme upalte. So maybe in the relatively short time, so all the dam and the tzir of the fish is exuded, is nifle. And the moment everything is nifle, so then it is free to absorb dam from the eifes. The eifes kmite, but the eifes, so their dam is more harness. So, bosa denayche, dogi, play the eifes, we hold the balamin. Alright, now let's see the case. We dogi mrofe kromayu, paute, eifes kmite, פירש בקונטרס אבל בוסו הוא בוסו כמו שזה שיהיה לפלי כר זה שיהיה לפלי ושניהם פעילים יחד וכל זמן שתחתו לפלי אין לי בלעיה וכמכן פירש ויסובו גם ברב שישס ימול הגרמה גרמה רב שישס was accustomed to take one חתיכס בוסו and salt it. Then after he finished salting that one חתיכה he put down on the salting board another chatiche, and he sold. So the question is, how was he allowed to do it? He first put chatiche number one. He put chatiche number one. So then he put chatiche number one. And then he finished salting it 5 minutes later. So at 9 o'clock he put chatiche number one. Yeah, so and he sold it. At 5 minutes after nine he put chatiche number two. So why aren't we cheshesh that dam is niflat from chatiche number one, and then I mean the dam is niflat from chatiche number two and it's absorbed by chatiche number one? The answer is, since it keeps on being pale dam, so either the torah leaflate, in view of the fact that chatiche number one is engaged, is busy being pale loibal. So this is what Rashi says. We came here with some of the Rashi's and the Mola Garmi Garmi and Mosek Alish. We came here with Kuntras Lish and Muta. The whole man should put him lift late in and bail him. We should know Ze, Kwon Nor Ze. So in other words, Rashi Shitty is that as a matter of fact, Rashi is the biggest machna. Rashi Shitty is that the only reason is why we are allowed to be paid to salt a number of chatiches of basar together, one after the other, is because we don't have to be afraid when he puts down on the salting board and he starts salting. Chaticha number two. So maybe, and he already had salted chaticha number one. So dam keeps on. So dam will start coming out from chaticha number two, and it might be absorbed by chaticha number one. The answer is no. Because chaticha number one will not absorb the dam from chaticha number two, because it's busy being paled its own dam. No, how long a period is it busy to be paled its own dam? 80 minutes. So according to Rashi, we have a big chumrah. In other words, that you can, while one is allowed to solve one chatichas boso after the other, and put the second chatiche in contact with the first, and the third in contact with the second, and so it's only within 80 minutes. Because suppose, in other words, according to Rashi, you put chaticha number one. You put chaticha number one here on the salting board. At 9 o'clock, you salt it. So at 9 o'clock, it started to be paled down. Then, at 5 after 9, you can salt another chaticha. Because you don't have to be afraid lest the dam that will come out from chaticha number 2 at 5 after 9 or at 10 after 9 will be absorbed by chaticha number 1. Because at 10 after 9, chaticha number 1 is still engaged in the process of being filled up. But suppose you put chaticha number 2 on the salting board 20 after 9, and the plate process of chaticha number 1 started at 9, so at 9:18, it already finished being paled. So then, if at 20 after 9, you start salting chaticha number 2, so it's already not busy. So the chaticha number 1 is not busy with being paled down. It's already 80 minutes of the shiur meal. So then, chaticha number 1 will become osa. So Rashi is the biggest machmir here. In other words, that if you do salt a number of chatichas, together, one after the other, so according to Rashi Shite, you have to be careful that you shouldn't salt one chatiche next to the other if it's already 18 minutes after the plate of the dam of the first chatiche started. Yes, what is it?
What is the issue in the dam of fish? I thought in Shechita or Treifa we learned that even if you didn't check the fish, you swallowed it. But if it was alive, the only issue was the Toeva, but not that there was...
I don't know what you're saying.
To eat a
what
fish live, we discussed, was a Toeva.
I'm not even discussing a fish. I'm not discussing a fish. That's the member of Rav Nachman, Donim, Levi, Shemokhon, Zeyim, Zey, Yasurim. So the fish becomes Oseh because it's really a dam. So it's an Issur of dam.
What dam? The dam of fish?
The chatzvich or the dam of aves, not the dam of fish. Dog in the aves and molchon zeim ze.
But I thought you said one fish now placed on the same cutting board.
I didn't say one fish.
Oh.
One chatikas boso now I discussed. Not one fish.
Chatikas boso.
So dog in the aves are not allowed to be mileach together because the dam that comes out from the ave, from the chicken, will in a very short time be absorbed by the fish. So the fish is also bachile because it has a bli of dam. So the iser is an iser of dam. All right. So Rashi is the biggest machmir. Rashi is the biggest machmir. So in other words, in order to conform to Rashi Shite, so the one who salts meat, so has to be very careful not to salt another piece of meat after 80 minutes from the time that the first piece of meat was salted. I just wonder whether in all the places, in the butcher shops, that are under Ashgoche, whether they follow up all these halachas. The truth is that someone to be a mashgiach has to be quite knowledgeable. And the trouble is that everybody thinks to be a mashgiach, you don't have to know anything. You can be just someone who doesn't understand. He just has to have eyes and look. But just to look is nothing. You have to know what to look. Anyway, so Rashi is the biggest machmir. Uchmechim pirish b'somol gabi rabcheshi z'mol agarme garme d'mosik ha'oloish ופירש בקונטרס לא ישנה ומותה בכל זמן שתרודם לפלי אינם בילים וכשנור זה כבר נור זה ופירוש את הימא כשמיוחין הרבה חתיכס יחד זו החזו, הוא מניח עם שני על הראשינו וכן שלישיס וכן רביס, אף לא יש כמה חתיכס, אף על פי שהראשינו גמרס פריטוס או תחילו. אלא הוא פשטה, דאלו לישנה, משמע שמוטלים לך, שאף על פי, או שמשמע, that's what's speaking out, שאף על פי שתחתם גם הפריטוס או תחילו, אין הנעשה, וכן מפורש כמתם, אלא לא ישנה, שאף על פי, שאלויש דמשמע, שאף על פי שהתחתים פי להתחילו, אין נעשה, ולא ממותר, כאילו שפליטס התחתים כדמס. הקורנו את הרשי. But הקורנו את הרשי, it is like that. In other words, when you salt one חתיכה after the other, you have to salt it within שיעור מיל from the first חתיכה. But if it's more than שיעור מיל, subsequent to the salting of the first חתיכה, so then the first חתיכה becomes osa, because it's below the dam that is niflat from the second chatir. We nire, the highest time, oh, so then, that's from the tamshite. And that's the biggest quote. So in other words, Rashi is the biggest machmir in this inye. And Rabbi Tam is the biggest maker. We nire, the highest time, mishum di dam mishrek short. Because dam has a tendency to drip down. Bimliche, kmoi bitzliye. Vichyeheche, di shore bitzli, bishre yu, bishre afil lechatchile, אף על פי שכלו תחילו פליטוס או בצד תחתן של האיש משום משחק שוריק הוא עדין למה בנמיכה לישורי קיידם בגמור אמן שהיא הקונספט של משחק שוריק פריגה בצלי מה זה אומר? איך אתה יכול לבויל, מיט, וואל חתיך אפן די אדר או ניר די אדר so you put on the boiling spit you'll put, let's say, one chatiche, and then you'll put another chatiche. So why aren't we afraid? As a result of the fire, so blood drips down from the one chatiche, and it's absorbed by the other chatiche. So the answer is mishrek shorit. So there is a concept of mishrek shorit in Sliye. So the same concept of mishrek shorit applies to melicha to ekon yom tam. Yes?
Is that also, the shkud is also kasher because mishrek shorit is
dead? Well, we learn in Lechas Meliche, there is a machlekes reshein, as to whether the spit that is used for broiling amet, not kosher made meat, can be used also for broiling amet, kosher made meat. So there is a machlekes reshein. And it's machlekes, the Rashbo, the Rosh, Rabin the Sifra Trumo, and the Psak of the Ramoyi is that Lechatchila Yitzosa, but the Eved, we don't ask her, that we'll learn in Simenai Vov, I mean, but it's not our union yet. Anyway, so that's from Tam Shiti is that there is a concept of Mishrek Shorit that applies not only to Tzli, it applies to Melicha too. So Mele, according to Ram, he's the biggest maker. According to Ram Netan, you don't have to worry at all. When you salt meat, so you can put, once you can salt one Chaticha first, and then, hours later, you can put on the salting board another chatich. Doesn't matter how many hours. It can be even after 12 hours. When all the dam and the tzir has already ceased being leaflet. But we don't have to be afraid lest the dam that will, let's say, suppose at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 a.m., so you salted this chatich and you left it on the salting table. Then at 10 p.m., 13 hours later, it's already after this chatiche has already ceased being paleit, all the dam and all the tzir, nothing. And nothing is left now. So you want to salt another chatiche on top of this chatiche, it's okay. Why? Because we don't have to be afraid lest the dam that will come out from this chatiche. So will be absorbed by this chatiche. Because dam mishchor, it will not be absorbed. As long, of course, if you only say dam mishrek shorik in the case of a klim minuket, or if it is not slanty board, so there is a possibility of dripping down through the neck or because of the slant. Mashenkein, if you saw that everybody agrees from the dam also, it doesn't mean that dam cannot be mishwa. If you sold. If you sold the second chatiche in the pot that is not perforated, and it's not stand, so, and it's not in its lengthy position. So the mele, then there is pressure that the dam presses upon the chtichas boso. So then, of course, we cannot say dam mishrik sholik. Dam mishrik sholik means it cannot be absorbed. In other words, if it is in its lengthy position, or there is an eker, so something other than dam, so as it comes in contact with the chatiche, so the chatiche absorbs it. Mashinkin dam, because it's mishrik sholik. So mimele, as long as it has an opportunity and an outlet to drip down, so mimele, it's not nivla in the chatiches boso. But if it's a klisha in the minukef and it's not in a slender position, so the dam presses upon the chatiche, then, in spite of the fact that dam is mishrik sholik, so the chatiche will absorb the dam. Okay, so he said, So why does Rav Nachman say dogim veifish emolchon zeim ze, the dogim are osea? But why should it be osea? We don't have to be chayshish lest the dogim will absorb the dam from the ifes, because dam mishrek shorik. The answer is no, because rofek chomaye. So even though dam is mishrik shorik, but there are white pores in the skin of the dogim. So the male, they will readily accept it, absorb it. So, ורופק המאי אסירה משל דרכיר ומניב לאדם בשיחם, ולא ישורק מנהל, ומי יוהי חדי כגומס מצד אליין של תחתנס, דלוי מוצא שורק, קושה, לא מיין מטורים, דמייסים בכל יאים שמייצים גומס, וחתיכס, התחתנס, לא יסיר אבני הגמידה בדובר הטר. So, נראה, so he has a קשה, all right, we can understand this. נראה, זה דם משחק שורק. But we don't say dam mishrik shorik. When can we apply the principle dam mishrik shorik where there is an outlet, either because of perforations in the kele or because it's misled? So there's an outlet. But if there is no outlet,